Your mother, was she born in this
area? She was born in this area too.
Was she just a housewife?
She was just a housewife.
Well, I guess they did as much work as anybody.
Oh yes, well not really, they did more. Yeah. Because a lot of the women folks in, my mother did. She'd get up and prepare breakfast. There was five of us kids. She would prepare breakfast. Of course, everybody had chores. And that made it different, and she'd prepare breakfast for us, and then by 9 o'clock she'd be out in the field, and then by 10 o'clock she'd go to the house and have everything ready then, and then between that and 12 o'clock she'd prepare another meal.
That's pretty good day's work already.
It is. But there was a difference then than there is now. If there was five, you had your chores to do, and you better do them. The other one had chores to do, they had to do it. When you got it all combined, it worked up here, and there was no one that had to be jeopardized.
Everything worked pretty smooth.
Everything worked smooth. And now, my mother came out of a family, a big family of folks. There'd be 10 or 12 children to the family. It said, well, how in the world did they do it? As quick as they got big enough, they had something to do. And everybody worked to one end, and it wasn't bad.
And you really didn't, I guess when your kids did your work, you didn't have to hire help.
Well, no such thing as hiring help. No, you didn't have, there was no help hiring. There would be one to milk, one to feed, mm-hmm. one to help in the kitchen, one to clean up the house, mm-hmm. one to wash the dishes, mm-hmm. one to go to the spring and get some water.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of the yards I used to see in the country, they did. Instead of having the grass, they just sweep the yard.
Sweep the yard. Take these colored folks and they sweep the yard till they was living in a bucket tub. The yard would be the lowest thing around. It had high all the way around, water standing inside there.
But they just use a regular broom to sweep that?
Make that broom out of dogwood.
Dog, I didn't know.
Cut dogwood. And tie it together with a string, and when that thing got season, you can't imagine. And it worked for lots of different things. They could sweep the yard with it. They could snatch them strings off from there and chastise you with it right quick if you needed it.
Yeah, you'd get a pretty stout spanking, wouldn't you?
We was disciplined when we was kids. If we did enough, we got a hickory limb. We never was hurt, but I'm gonna tell you what the fact. That hickory limb worked then perfect. And I'll bet you my head it'll work today.
Probably.
Yeah, it'll work today.
I guess a couple of run-ins with that and you straightened up.
You knew just as well what to do and what not to do. And you crossed that line, you had it. I'm not talking about child abuse. I'm against that as much as anybody in the world. But making children mine and abusing them is two different things. A hickory switch had an effect, mm-hmm. and it'll do it now. Mm-hmm. If they said, don't you do this, you go do it if you want to. And back then, people didn't say, now, I'm going to whoop you. If they said, I'm going to whoop you, you just mark it down. You're going to get it.